Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. It is Friday, the end of the average work week. Some of us continue working. As I told you, I'll be speaking tomorrow at a constitutional rally. But before I go any further, I have the obligation of letting you know that this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that offers the only constitutional solution in getting the federal government back within the framework of the Constitution. I was listening, unfortunately, I tortured myself in listening to the news. I listened to some discussions on politics around the Republic, and it seems like the Democrats are absolutely confident that you, the electorate, have been bamboozled into believing in socialism, that healthcare is a right, that it is a state-given right. And as we go down this path, there will be all sorts of rights that they will assume, and they will begin to take away what we call your inalienable rights that are granted, that are endowed by our Creator. That is a part of this process. And I also need to say this. I know there were some Michigan conventions in the counties and so forth, and there's been some shakeups. And I got to say thank you for bringing me into the light of that. Kevin Cuthbertson, I will try to engage as much as I can, but you can lead horses to the water, but you can't force them to drink. And it's the same thing with getting people to do what they need to do. There is a lot of work around the country, and I look at Michigan as one of those states that will probably have to be dragged into Republic Review, just like most of the other purplish states. I don't think it'll be dragged in the same sense that California and New York will be dragged into this, because they're going to put up a fit. But they will realize that if they don't show up, they won't be able to defend their communist agendas. And they'll know that at least they want to go on record. I believe they'll still show up. They want to go on record. And if they can upset or pervert or try to do something to upset the ore cart, so to speak, then I believe that that's what they will see in their advantage in coming to the table. I will also say that, as you know, this is literally the week before the Wyoming primary, and I've been really, really vested in trying to get candidates in supporting Republic Review. I am still working trying to get candidates to support Republic Review. I want some guaranteed candidates. We need this discussion to occur in 2019 and 2020 to let this start to grow. We've got it happening in Idaho. I would love to see a little competition between some of the red states. But with that, I want to thank those. Thank you, listeners, who have actually contributed, who have helped, who have stepped up, who have thrown their hand into the ring to volunteer in helping in this efforts and everything else as we move forward. This is the beginning. This is not the end. Literally, I came into this probably in February without really, I wouldn't say without a plan or without guidance, but it really took direction when I met up with the gentleman who founded Focus with Idaho and kind of created some clarity in some of the things that I wrote about, because bottom line, I don't want, and I can't, we can't afford the time it takes to set up a grassroots organization. That takes years. We only have a few years left. That's why I've been reaching out to a lot of grassroots organizations, such as the We the People Foundation. And, you know, every day I pray that Bob Schultz's burden with this trial that he's going through, this harassment by the IRS, gets lifted from him so that he can be freed finally to actually engage, because I know his heart is truly with trying to support and actually trying to make us free and enjoy being able to enjoy our liberties that our framers had intended. And I'll even go one step further. Not only our framers had intended, but I believe our good Lord had intended by instilling this constitutional republic. I want to talk more about some of the, I guess it's the identitarianism, James Alsop and some of these other folks out there that are trying to create this this paradigm shift. And so, but before I do, I really want to get a little bit more information, get my arms around some of these concepts, because I truly believe that there has to be, we have to begin having the argument of saying, you know what, all these factions, regardless of what they are the antithesis of enlightenment, they are the antithesis of productivity, and they're the antithesis of healing and unifying. Again, those are concepts and principles that the framers really did stand upon as they built this republic, this nation. Those two primary or fundamental principles were individual liberty and individual sovereignty. And the two things that they did to become successful in establishing this republic was setting aside their differences as well as setting aside their self-interest. That's a tall order today because there are so many WIFMs out there. And a WIFM, if you didn't know, it's what's in it for me. There's so many people that literally subscribe by the, well, it's got to be something in it for me. And if there's nothing in it for me, then you ain't got my support. They're that self-serving. And as a matter of fact, you can see lots of that in and around and throughout community services and political leaderships and so forth. So I felt like because it's today is Friday and Friday starts with an F, I thought it would be apropos to actually bestow upon you a Federalist paper or a quote from the Federalist paper. And one of the things I haven't done that we're going to be doing next week, because this really supports this concept of the state's responsibility of oversight over the Constitution. Most people think, oh, you're just making this up. And actually, this, every time I walk a person through this process and in exposing them to the academic argument of Republic Review, as well as walking through and distilling the process of Republic Review, then I show them Jefferson's actions in his Kentucky resolution. People actually kind of back out. You see that light bulb go on and go, wow, you really didn't make this up. No, I didn't. This is actually an extrapolated process that Jefferson just didn't articulate that well. He did for his time, and Madison and him were completely in sync. But unfortunately, they didn't write some desktop procedure, you know, some owner's manual with the Republic and sent it out to all the states. Hey, if they start acting badly, this is what you got to do. And I haven't mentioned him in a long time, but I'm going to make time this weekend to get Keith Broders on. And he's written some articles, I think, with the 10th Amendment Foundation. He is trying his best to survive in what I'll call purgatory, because he's living in Sacramento right now. I mean, he's just literally steps away from Mordor. And so I think he can actually see the Capitol from his front door. And so that's how close he is to the evil. But I would also say that that's very similar to Mordor on the Potomac. We've got a few Mordors around this country, and there's a lot of work. And that's why, I'm terrible with names. Kevin Cuthbertson pinged me on what was going on in Michigan. And so I'm going to have him on. We're going to talk. And he's been a huge supporter. He's actually gone out and added a lot of information on his website about Republic Review, just like Tom Laporte with the California Gold State Coalition. There's just so many names and so many new things that are just rolling in here. And I'm trying to get those guys on board as far as not necessarily sponsoring, but endorsing the concept of Republic Review. And Tom is a full, wholehearted supporter, big time supporter. Anyway, It is a Federalist Friday, and I was going down this path of just thanking everybody and thanking all of these ardent supporters. But I will get Keith on. We'll have him on next week so you can really understand what's going on and what he perceives is really the solution for California and these things you've heard right here. I mean, literally, these are the things that we have brought in to try to solve these problems as people continually try to violate the Constitution and run your government amok. You guys are paying for this. Your motivation should be, we cannot afford to continually pay for bad business decisions or bad political decisions, because they have the power to tax you, and they will descend upon you with the army of, let's call it, the IRS, the jackbooted thugs that like to descend upon you and literally hold you hostage. I don't think the framers ever had the intent. I think there should be some kind of force, but not that kind of force when it comes to ensuring the people are abiding by their taxes. And as a matter of fact, at Film at 11, I do have a lot of information because I want to put it into context. What Manafort is going through, these 18 charges are all stemming around taxes. So I want to put this into perspective for you. So as soon as we get back, we'll have a little bit more information for you. And then I'm going to give you some perspective on this Manafort trial that should really upset you and hopefully just destroy your weekend. Because that's what I'm all about, is destroying your enjoyment. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Please stay tuned. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flow chart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And before we do, let me take a call from one of the subsurface combatants. We have, I believe it's Bill Winnie on the phone, not Bill Honey.
How you doing?
The name comes up as Bill Honey, but anyway, it's the speech recognition. You know how the software kind of, you know, tries to interpret what you're saying. Anyway,
yeah.
How goes the war, Bill?
Well, we're doing okay. I put up some clips from the Monday's forum. my opponent and put it on my website. And guess what?
I don't know. What?
Went from like 100. Yeah, it went up from like 120 in a day to 400.
There you go. There you go. And so I know you're fighting a good fight. And what is more important is that you're committed to serving the Constitution, because that is, to me, is the biggest differentiator. If somebody is stepping into the fray as a state legislator, somebody that is seeking that, such as yourself, or somebody already in that fray, they should be very painfully aware of the fact that they raise their arm to the square before they can do any damage. They have to raise their arm to the square, and they have to take an oath that they're going to support. And actually, the thing I love about this, folks, in Wyoming, they don't just support the Constitution. They actually support, defend, and obey the Constitution. So that's a huge difference from a lot of other states, because a lot of states have really dumbed down their oath from supporting and defending, or supporting and protecting, to just supporting. I'm not sure if you knew that, Bill.
Well, I got the concept, and that's okay. You know, as you were talking about Wyoming, supporting, defending, and obeying, you know, not a bad idea. I got it.
Well, that's good. I do have a lot of stuff to go through, so if you've got, any last minute, because I know that Monday you probably have, do you have any events between now and the Tuesday primary?
The election now, it's down to the last little bits, last few days, get out and
okay, all
stuff
right,
like that. Working on getting the entirety of that forum up on the website. I'll have that up there sometime tonight. I've had to modify it quite a bit, and that turned out to be not so easy with the software, but such is life.
Right.
But the two clips that are on the website are informative, and they tip the hand of my opponent. I would call it arrogance.
Okay. Well, I hope, and the position I want to be in, just so you understand, is I want every candidate. I don't want every candidate. I want every voter in not only Wyoming, but every red state, to demand that if you want to be serious about running for office, you sign the pledge. That way, if you're a better like me, actually I'm not a better, but if you are a better, then you've hedged your bet 100%. If you have every single one of the candidates taking the pledge that they're going to call, because this moves this much faster down the road, because it creates one of the exigencies and urgency, or another word for it, and it also puts it into context just how important compliance is. Because I've constantly said in my presentations for years that we have to focus on what the real problem is if we want to solve the problems. And the real problem is the federal government that is causing all of these problems. So anyway, well, good luck. If you've got some stumping or what have you, just let us know. Call us on Monday or Tuesday if you can. Hopefully my lines are working, and we will we'll be able to share your good news and whatever else I've got. I'm going to be posting on a couple of Wyoming pages tonight regarding what the voters need to know and what they have to start demanding. Because really, what I wanted to do in Wyoming, and I'll just repeat this for the purpose of edification and elucidating my intent, I wanted to have a rodeo where I could bring in all the candidates and have as many of the electorate there as possible throughout the state, and literally just connect the dots and say, look, voters, if you want to get the federal government out of your life, from dictating how much water you flush to controlling your lands and all of these other things that are all unconstitutional, the only people that have the power to do this are these people over here. And then I'd be pointing my finger of judgment at you and all the rest of the candidates and say, make them sign these pledges. And then I'd be done. I've committed my sin for the day, if you want to call it that. But that way it becomes just a standard demand. The voters have to start demanding that these public servants take their oath seriously. So anyway, well, I appreciate you calling in. And if you don't have any saved grounds, I'll let you go. And I'm going to read the Federalist paper and get into some more content that I want to get through before the weekend.
All right, GR, thank you very much. Just tell people to take a look at my website and
will do. And it actually,
listen to those.
You bet. What? I was going to say there's a link to your website on reclaimingtherepublic.org. I think it's BillWinnie.com, I think. But there's
BillWinnie.org.
BillWinnie.org. There you go. And if you can't remember, just go to my website, the candidate endorsements page. There's a link right to it right there. And good luck, my friend.
Hey, thank you, GR.
You bet.
Take care, too.
All right. Bye now. Well, now, as it being Friday, and as it is a Federalist Papers, starts with Fried, or F, I should say, and so I'm going to make the association of Federalist and Friday, and I want to read this one, because this one really stands out, and I'm going to tell you who it is. This is Hamilton, and Hamilton basically states that the independent parties in the national legislature itself, as often as the period of discussion arrived, the state legislatures, who will always be not only vigilant, but suspicious and jealous guardians of the rights of the citizens against encroachments from the federal government, will constantly have their attention awake to the conduct of the national rulers and will be ready enough, if any improper appears, to sound the alarm to the people and not only be the voice, but if necessary, the arm of their discontent. That's really powerful stuff, and he's absolutely right. But the problem has been that the people and the state legislators have been sleeping at the wheel. And so it is my job and your job to start waking up your fellow voters and start waking up these state legislators. It is imperative that we get them to do their job. If we don't get them to do their job, no one will. And if they don't do their job, then we're actually going to be thrown out, or I should say our liberties will be thrown out when they throw out our Constitution, because that is the inevitable thing. As you know, I usually try to grovel. So if you're interested in supporting, and again, I really appreciate all of you who have piped up and or sent money to these candidates and so forth. But if you want to support this cause, because we're not just going to roll over, we're actually going to start mobilizing as I start working with these other groups in getting them and helping them get organized in creating fulcrums so that we can start leveraging more and more of these state legislators, not just in Wyoming, but a few other red states, or as many as we possibly can. The more of you that help, the more fulcrums we can create to creating more leverage in getting state legislators to start moving and stepping up. And so by all means, just hit me up with an email. It is info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And just like I just stated, I am actually going to be publishing. So I'll publish this on my Mobius Strip Press page so that I can actually share it out to other pages. And then I'll actually drop this post on a few other pages in Wyoming and so forth, because that's where it really matters. And the focus for this particular weekend and this post will be on the Wyoming primary coming up. As always, I've actually scanned the news, and there was no report. There was no sign or indication. Even looking out my window, there's just no sign that the government is ever going to relinquish any of its powers that it has usurped from the states. So what does that mean? That means if we're going to get the federal government back into the framework, it is going to require external energies, and that means you and I, we're going to have to be those energies that get the states to do their job. And so I have to motivate you. I have to figure out what is it going to take. I mean, as you look at the magnitude of the deep state, as you look at the magnitude of all the problems, One of my lines in this article, I'm basically starting it off with, the issues and problems that Wyoming is facing is literally minuscule. I'm paraphrasing, but it's literally minuscule in comparison to the failure of the federal government. If the federal government fails, then every state will fail even, and it'll be completely undone, even though those states may be in good standing, it won't matter. Because everything that we know, when they discard this Constitution, will be gone. And that's because they will be setting it aside. And if the states do not know to seize that contract, then it's all lost. So that's why this is so important that these state legislators understand what they need to do, especially if there's an expedited discarding of the Constitution. I'm at a hard break, so I will be right back with some more on the FBI and tax fraud. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. Yes, I want to get into this Omarosa thing. I know that there's a lot of recordings that she's got. However, I'm not sure if America really wants to start going down this path. I read a really good article that absolutely I completely agree with, that the article basically stated that this is a huge, dangerous proposition that we're going down, because anybody and everybody is free game for being recorded. I've talked about this last week, or maybe it was this week, about this hospital worker that was goaded and frustrated with crappy service and abuse from a donut shop, and he ended up, you know, losing it, and that got recorded, and he ended up losing his job. We have to be very vigilant in understanding that anything and everything possibly can be recorded. But when one is in a state or an environment where recording devices are illegal, such as briefing room classified spaces, SCIFs, sensitive compartmented information facilities, you can't have those things there. That is an absolute violation of the law, and Omarosa should be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of that law. And she is literally using politics to create leverage in protecting her. That's how abhorrent this is. And it's the same thing with Brennan. These ideologues are trying to literally destroy our constitutional republic, and it's all, you know, for their own political gain. And actually with Omarosa, it is her self-interest. That lady has been on the low road, and my thought on this is there, she had an axe to grind after Trump had fired her, and there is no doubt in my mind she kept on sticking to it and sticking to it because she wanted to stick it to him. That's the only reason why, and that's why she was constantly abrasive, and that's why she ended up getting fired. She had the ulterior motive of recording and doing as much damage to this man as she possibly could. And this is what you get, folks. This is what happens in this type of world. Fortunately, they were smart enough to have her sign NDAs and all these other things, which means the fact that as she's coming out with all of this information, she's violating these NDAs, as well as she violated national security protocol. Anyway, I remember mentioning and talking about Stroke's GoFundMe page and how he made $250,000 overnight with his GoFundMe page. And I find it ironic that Trevor Noah, you know, was giving him some condescending words about being an opportunistic person, when isn't that the, you know, the pot and the kettle type of thing going there? I mean, is he not an opportunistic journalist himself? I mean, there are plenty of opportunistic journalists out there, but come on, really? I think he's just trying to find some high ground somewhere. And that's what the low roaders try to do. They try to make it seem like they're on the high road, but they never are there. Another thing that I've been talking a lot about, so this is like comeuppance Friday, because I've been talking a lot about racism and how we have this double standard, and how we here locally, they've been demanding the people resign for just having somebody associated with some racism or a label of racism, and they just go after, they want the scorched earth approach. You must resign. So this Michigan State Representative, Betty Cook Scott, who said all sorts of disparaging remarks against her Asian American opponent, has apologized. Well, based on the standards of the left, and because she's on the left herself, she probably should, you know, just withdraw her candidacy and secede, and let her opponent just move forward unchallenged, or at least unchallenged by her. What do you think about that? Is that about right? Is that how it should be? I just think that, you know, if you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones. Maybe that old adage might work here. I don't know. I will also say this, that Fox has been doing damage control. I was listening, and it was just torturing me hearing these idiots say, well, there's some really bad spots at the high level of the FBI, but that's not, you know, we shouldn't be besmirching this, you know, organization. I'm telling you, and I've had people on this program that have talked about field offices being politicized. That entire organization, to me, needs to be, well, actually, it's unconstitutional, and it should literally be dismantled. But we'll leave that for the state legislators to decide, because I'm not the king. I just know for a fact, and I can academically prove, that it is unconstitutional. So let's let the chips fall where they may. I also want to get into, this coming week, I want to get into some of the top contributors to the Republican establishment. Melaleuca is one of those, which is Frank Vandersloot, and I'm going to have some other names for you. We're going to kind of go through those, because here's the question. I want to understand, were these people trying to really affect change? Were these people trying to invest in making America better, which is a noble concept, or were these folks trying to buy affluence? And so I'm doing some research on this, and I want to give this to you so that you can kind of look at the open secret side of how many of these companies have lobbyists, how many of these companies are seeking benefits from the government, and are they using their affluence to buy access so that they can gain better protections, because that's what companies do. They use governments as their thugs in protecting them or going after their competition. So that's something you definitely want to tune into next week. Another thing you want to tune into next week, I'm going to start exposing you to this Chinese live organ harvesting, where people are being, they're political prisoners in China. There's over 300 million of them. And they are literally being used so that the elites of the world can fly in and harvest their kidneys, liver, and all sorts of vital organs so that they can extend their debased lives. And so, anyway, I think this is vital information. One, because these folks have completely lost their liberty. And two, this is the marketing that I think is essential, that you see what statism will do, what communism will do to a society. It literally just throws morality out the window, and there is no end to the immorality and to the evilness that they will continue to practice. And just, it'll go up and up and up until either we revolt or we all die. Anyway, there's one of the two other things real quick. Andrew Wilkow always brings up on his show that he's, you know, his position on the Constitution, that he can break any argument with just the Constitution. And if you've been listening to this, I'm telling you right now, John Marshall and all sorts of jurists have used the Constitution to bamboozle people because of some of the poorly defined things within the Constitution itself. In other words, what does that supremacy clause mean? What is the necessary and proper clause, or this, or the commerce clause, or the general welfare and defense? Unless you have, because there's nothing there that really defines those things. The only thing that will define exactly what those things mean are the ratification debates, and that's why those are legal appendages to the Constitution, and they are critical for us to understand the context and the content of the Constitution. And so when I hear people say, all I need is the Constitution, I'm telling you, you're barking up the wrong tree, because we have had all sorts of jurists able to, you know, move this country in such a bad direction, all in violating the Constitution, but supposedly building off of just those ambiguities or those less understood terms, because people don't know what they mean by reading the ratification debates. That's the only way we're going to learn this stuff. And that's why I go through this on this show. Now, I also wanted to mention one more thing, that I know that in this this election period, there are some of these states that are trying to change politically some of their representation, because they're going after the federal government for removing the tax write-offs from state taxes. I want you to understand, folks, that what that process is, when the federal government allows you to write off your state taxes, what they're doing is subsidizing socialism for California, New Jersey, New York, and these other heavy-handed socialist states. The federal government has no responsibility for underwriting and literally supporting socialism in the states. It should actually be trying to fight against that. And having Trump remove that tax write-off was brilliant, because now the people in those states are feeling the pain of socialism instead of having the state unconstitutionally underwrite those things. So anyway, I'm less than a minute to a hard break. So let me kind of set the stage on this. This Manafort trial is about 18 tax fraud charges. They're basically all stemming about taxes and tax fraud and so forth. And so understanding that we're now in the midst of a new administration, a new presidential administration, I do want to give you the context of, you know, what these charges are in representation, or I should say in contrast to the previous administration, because I think most people kind of remember some things about the Obama administration and possibly, you know, tax fraud or tax cheating or what have you. But there was never a person that was taken to trial that I know of that was really excoriated and or was being threatened by life imprisonment because of their tax cheating or what have you. So We'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Please stay tuned, and I'll have something for you to consider over the weekend. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so this is all focused on the Obama era. And I'm not sure if you remember, but there was a report that came out. Some of you may not. But there was a report that came out that the IRS revealed that 36 of President Obama's executive office staff owed almost $1 million in back taxes. And it's amazing to me, while they're getting a government check, how they were able to not pay taxes. And apparently, those people, those 36 people who were working for Mr. Fair Share Obama himself, apparently weren't paying any share, let alone their fair share of taxes. But that was just within his administration. And so where was the independent investigator to go after those people that were tied to him? Remember, Manafort was just a campaign manager, not even in the administration as a public officer. Anyway, also during Obama's tenure, another list of offenders, including employees of the U.S. Senate, yes, the Senate, who helped write the laws, who imposes taxes and all these other laws upon everyone else, these employees owed $2.1 million in taxes that were probably never paid. I've never been able to find the follow-up on that. But in addition to that, workers in the House of Representatives, now these are workers, people, the staff and people that actually work in the House, maybe four actual candidates, or I should say politicians or not, but get this tune, $8.5 million in taxes never paid by these employees over at the House of Representatives. Well, it doesn't end there, folks. The Department of Education employees owe, now this is just the Department of Education, they owe $4.3 million, and over at the Homeland Security during Obama's tenure, there were almost 4,700 workers who owed about $37 million. Now, remember, I don't know how much Manafort was in his back taxes and hiding and so forth and these 18 counts of fraud, but that kind of pales in comparison to what was going on here under the Obama administration. Let's not forget Mr. Geithner himself, who begrudgingly had to pay $42,000 to pay back the taxes that he failed to report before he was confirmed Secretary of the Treasury. I mean, at least they made one person pay their taxes, right? In his Department of Treasury, he had almost 1,200 employees that were delinquent in totaling about $9.3 million. Okay, so we've got all sorts of... So let me ask you this, or put this into context. These are all government employees that are frauding the government in failing to pay taxes. I'm sure these aren't real constitutionalist, quote-unquote, sovereign citizens that don't recognize the federal government. Of course not. These people are using their positions for political purposes, and they are cheating because they believe they're above the law. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that's probably how many deep state employees there are within these organizations. Because it is the deep state left that feel like they, you know, they shouldn't have to pay taxes. They should, you know, they should be above the law. It is the patriots that do their civil duty. Nine times out of ten, you very rarely find patriots not paying taxes. As a matter of fact, a lot of them like to say, I voted, and a lot of them like to say, I paid my taxes. But let me go on. There's also this organization, which is kind of one of the largest. It has 600,000 workers, and it's the U.S. Postal Service. And it has, of course, the most offenders with almost 25,640 who owe back taxes. Don't forget, there's this other organization that has, that's called the Veterans Affair. And oh, by the way, the Postal Service workers, $270 million in back taxes or frauding on taxes. Do you get that? $270 million just out of the Postal Service. The Veterans Affair had almost 12,000 workers owing the IRS $151 million. This is the Veterans Affairs. We're talking about the deep state. These guys that are sticking it to and giving, literally creating lists and watching these good patriots who have signed up to do the ultimate cost for their country and get stiffed and literally be put on lists to die. And so this is very frustrating to see that this kind of evil has existed and this paradigm is being tolerated by the left. We have to stop allowing these evil, destructive people from taking and destroying what we have left of this constitutional republic. But I'm not done. The Energy Department that was so quick to dish out more than $500 million to Solyndra and its 322 employees, that the Energy Department themselves or their employees owed $5 million in back taxes themselves. What about the chief law enforcer, Holder? Holder himself was a tax fraud, and apparently 200, now there are two, now it's 2,000 employees who are nearly 17 million behind. Now this was during Obama's administration. So there's this rampant problem, and I don't even say it's a problem, I think it's a systemic action that is by these deep states is you go, hey man, as long as we're working here, we're golden. They're not going to come after us. And it's very obvious. It is not by chance that you have over 2,000 employees in the Justice Department with Attorney Holder himself missing taxes, $17 million. If this isn't money marketing for you, because this is money that is costing us. Because they're going after Bob Schultz for his 501c3. And what remember all of these other organizations in stifling speech, but they are protecting the deep state. So what is it going to take to finally get you motivated to say, you know what? our government is trying to destroy us. When Trump said that the press is America's greatest threat, I don't think so. I know that they're a part of it, but I believe the deep state and these ideologues who are trying to pervert and violate the Constitution all the while, they're our biggest problem, because they're blatantly or palpably doing this knowing that they're violating the Constitution, and they don't care because it is by any means necessary to obtain their end. Have you ever heard of that? That is the model, or that is the mantra. Any means necessary. And that is the communist paradigm. So as you head off into the weekend and you hear these reports about the Manafort trial and all that, I just want you to just think back just the previous administration and how rampant we had to deal with the failure in paying taxes and just the rampant tax fraud throughout that administration. Again, communists are elitists. They believe they're above it, and they are protected because they never go after their own. It is a sad day, my friends, when we're not recognizing what the real threat is. And like I've spent the time in going through the diametrically opposing ideologies of those who support and love liberty on the extreme end, and those who demand and want and are seeking our subjugation on the other end. Those are the two ideologies, liberty and subjugation, or enslavement to the state. The guys on the end of the enslavement to the state, they will kill you. They will do anything necessary to justify their ends, because it is more important that they have control so that they can protect us from ourselves than those guys on the liberty side that really believe, you know what, you're entitled to your own opinion and we'll just agree to disagree. And like I said, that is never the case. Whenever you hear a leftist say, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree, what they're saying under their breath is that they haven't figured out how to destroy you or kill you yet, but as soon as they do, they will, because that's their objective. Their objective is to seek and obtain their end in getting you subjugated to the state, period. And they're okay with being subjugated to the state because they're going to be in control of it. But anyway, so before I go, I just want to throw out a few parting suggestions that I talked about and what we have to start doing on the party. And if we're going to reclaim the Republican Party, we need to start standing up on the highest principles possible. And that means centering the party and the platform of the party on the Constitution, not this noble concept of the Constitution, but the actual Constitution, the Constitution and those limited enumerated powers. And that is it. I also say that we have to have two separate platforms in every state. The state has to have their own platform for their state, and then they all have to have a national platform, and there shouldn't be much difference between one state and the other state's national platform. It should be demanding that the federal government adheres to the Constitution and leave everything else to the states. If you do that, then you're on the right track and you're moving forward. What we have to do is we have to stop these candidates from walking in off the street. We have to understand and ensure that they're constitutionally minded, and we have to start embedding constitutional tests to our candidates or those public servants who want to serve us. I'll have more on all of this stuff next week, but more importantly, I've got a lot of really good content that's coming in, such as the live organ harvesting and as well as Federalist Paper number 49. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and we'll see you next week. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.